So, Bob is telling his pets that it's their birthday and he's giving them a present. And he's like, and he's like, this is from me. And he opens them and he's like, voila. And then everybody looks in except for the turtle who can't. And the frog standing on the dog's head and like really doesn't like the present. And the dog and everybody else likes it. And Bob takes it out and it's a frog. And the dog licks the frog. And the turtle's like, yay. And then the bigger frog's like, oh no, another frog. And then Bob sets the frog down and she's like, meet my new pet. And the frog lands in the splits and the big dog gets mad at him. And then the bigger frog bites the other frog's leg and everybody's like surprised. And then Bob starts scolding the frog for no reason. And then when they decide the frog should ride the turtle down to the pond, and the smaller frog is happy and the big frog is mad and they're like prancing along. And then the bigger frog gets so annoyed that he just pushes the older frog off, and then he gets scolded once more by Bob for nothing. And then he leaves the bigger frog on the bank and goes on a raft with everybody else. And he's pushing them on with a stick and looking forwards. And the bigger frog leaps on and glares menacingly at the not so big frog and kicks it off and then sticks its tongue out. And the turtle's like, what? And tells Bob. And then Bob gets really surprised and everyone's all mad at them. And then the bigger frog's looking around. The turtle looks in a stump and they're looking everywhere. And then they go crying back home and the dog growls at the bigger frog. And they lays down, the dog licks at Bob and everyone's scared and sad. And they look out the window and they see something very mysterious and suspended. It's very a lot of suspense. And then the smaller frog jumps in and lands on the bigger frog's head. And they're happy again. The end. Now am I done?
Yep.